The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes, and beat it right along.
Yeah, so my sweet and most wonderful lovies, yes, it was yet another exciting weekend. On Friday lovies, Friday evening, it was Nutrisystem and Netflix. Speaking, I think there comes a time when you should just stop. You know, it's like Liza needs to stop and Cher needs to stop and I think I need to stop because I can no longer speak coherently. I'm having difficulty forming a sentence and remembering vocabulary of any kind. I think that I should start thinking about winding this baby down, perhaps, and leaving it to the younger folk who can speak.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I think there comes a time when you should just stop.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1205 of the BFO for Monday, the 10th of September, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend. And y'all, I finally figured out what pickup schedule means. Big Fatty! Hello, Packers. Big Fatty, that's what you've been doing. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is... Oh, y'all, that is some spaghetti and a garden salad. Yes! Y'all, it is packing week, and, y'all, I'm just gonna, just let you know what the schedule is, gonna be like. Monday, regular day at the coal mine. Tuesday will be my, Friday at the coal mine. And, then I'll get up at, on hump day morning, and Larry Clyde's going to take me to the aeropuerto, which of course we all know is Mexican for aeropuerto, and y'all, then I fly out like at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and from the only time zone that matters, and I fly through Atlanta, and then it's on to Las Vegas, and y'all, I believe I arrive a little bit after 11 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, if any of the rest of you are going to be getting in around that time, look for Big Fatty down there in the baggage claim. Big Fatty, you've got a lot of baggage. And I've got some grips also. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then it's I'll be in Las Vegas through Tuesday, and that's the 18th, and leaving on the 18th about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and I think I get back in Charleston like at 9:45 p.m. in the evening on that Tuesday. So yeah, it should be quite the week. Well, I'll tell you more about that. Y'all, you know, last week I had on my list a pickup schedule. And, y'all, I couldn't remember what in the living hell that was. Well, y'all, it finally struck me. Big Fatty, were you hurt? It struck me that it was me telling y'all about Melissa the Confused and Gary in Albuquerque. I believe he's from Phoenix, isn't he, Poodle? Yes! Telling about their pickup at the aeropuerto in Las Vegas, which of course means aeropuerto in Las Vegas. But anyway, so y'all, it became clear as a bell, And y'all, if there are any of you that are still looking for a ride from the Aeropuerto, you know the Pride 48 shuttle doesn't start until 6 a.m. in the morning on Thursday. And it only goes up until Monday or so. But y'all, if you're looking for a ride from the Aeropuerto on a Wednesday, let Big Fatty know, and I'll pass the word along to Gary and to Melissa the Confused. And anyway, so there you go. Y'all, but I have begun packing. Y'all, I have got so much shit. I have got so much shit to take. Big Fatty, couldn't you just leave it here? No, I've got to have it out there. Y'all, there are all kinds of signs and cards and giveaways. Y'all, Big Fatty is going to have all kinds of giveaways at his little show on a Friday. And y'all, that will be coming on at 9 p.m. in the evening Eastern, 6 p.m. in the evening Pacific. And so y'all adjust, check your local listings for variation. Big Fatty, you don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, y'all, and I do hope that Kim Beaver will be able to stay awake to hear the little show. But y'all, if by chance you are not able to stay awake, y'all, Big Fatty will be replaying the little show on Friday night next week. Lordy. Anyway, y'all, I tell you what, do anything else, y'all, I think I'll tell you about the weekend. Big Fatty, it sounds like a perfectly good idea. Yeah, I guess, y'all, let's see, what happened? Oh, well, after I recorded on Thursday, y'all, I watched the Big Brother that evening, and y'all, as a double elimination, just like you had in the toilet, Big Fatty. And then on Friday, y'all, I wouldn't say it was a busy day in the coal mine, but it was a productive day in the coal mine. And then on Friday night, what did I do Friday night? Y'all, I had some wine. Oh, and there was a suits meeting on Friday night, and y'all, we were just hammering out some of the last minute details before the big Pride 48 weekend starts. And y'all, don't forget the final State of the Station is later tonight, the 10th of September. Never try to remember the 10th of September. Y'all, that'll be at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern. And y'all, I highly encourage, even if you're not going to be in Vegas, y'all, I highly encourage you to come on over to the Pride 48 chat room. Y'all, you can get to it by going over to the BFO, and y'all, you can listen if you can't be at the chat room. Y'all, listen on the BFO app. You know, it's Pride 48 is right down there at the bottom. It says listen or listen live or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it says. But anyway, you can listen. You can do the chat room from your cellular telephonic device as well. But y'all got a few last-minute things hammered out, everybody's packing their valises, and y'all just getting ready. Just getting ready. And but y'all, like I say, even if you're not going to be in Vegas, please try to come over and listen to the State of the Station. Later tonight, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, in the only time zone that matters. Then after that, y'all, I went to bed. I was tired. Then on Saturday, y'all, I was a sloth. I was an absolute sloth, just like the Vons. Yo, yo, yo! who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Now, y'all, it is my understanding that there will be a little show from Walnut Hills that'll be coming out today. And y'all, from what I understand, it's going to be a recap of the last 16 days of the Cruise of a Lifetime with Gooch and Digga and T. Wiggles. And y'all, I still haven't heard a word about that conscience. Y'all, I'm worried. I'm worried that conscience did not have the Cruise of a Lifetime. But anyway, the Von yo is back in Walnut Hills, and y'all, I can probably just tell you exactly what she's going to say. She's just going to talk about Nutrisystem. And watching I Love Lucy, but you know, there you go, and y'all, and just getting smashed, y'all, because you know she hadn't had anything to drink in 3 months, and y'all, I guarantee she, all she did was put a nipple on a handle of vodka. Bee, ready, you got it, I made some sketty. Had that for my supper on Saturday. What did I do? Oh yeah. And then, Saturday night, y'all went out. And, Granny and Miss Porter were there. Well, actually, only Miss Porter was there at first. Granny had gone to play bingo with the Blue Hairs. Big fatty bingo with the Blue Hairs. Once he got there, then that's right. He told me his malady of the week. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got there, and Miss Porter says, oh, you gotta ask Granny about having to go to the doctor this week. And I'm like, dear Gussie, what has happened now? Well, y'all, evidently on Wednesday or Thursday, I guess it was Thursday, Granny went and had her stress test to see how her heart was doing. And y'all, evidently, that was okay. There was no problems there. But y'all, then she had to go back. She had to go back the next day because, y'all, her elbow was swollen. There was some sort of infection or something like that. And y'all, you're not going to believe what has caused the infection in her elbow. Y'all, she is blaming it on sitting around during our weekend over at the Horror Hotel, sitting around with her elbows on the table. Now, y'all, if she had learned good manners as a young child, she wouldn't have had her elbows on the table and therefore would not have picked up, an infection in her elbow. Y'all, I've never heard of anyone getting an elbow infection from having the elbows on the table. Y'all, she just batshit crazy. Batshit crazy. Yeah, I guess see, and y'all then after the y'all I went by the P.O. Box. Y'all, it's true, and in the P.O. box, there's a cat, and y'all, there's a cat, and it looks like some sort of crazy man. Y'all, he's playing, he's taking his pants off, and y'all, it's a black and white cat. Oh, it looks kind of old-timey, and y'all, he's taking his pants off, and y'all, he's got on a suit jacket, and his shirt is still on, but his pants are off, and he's barefooted. And y'all, he's playing some sort of old Wurlitzer organ. Big fatty, thank goodness you said Wurlitzer. And it says, dear Brinkwater, look, podcasting with their pants off was invented a lot of ages ago. Or is that you? Love and kisses, y'all. It is from that Hat M and Mr. Zed, and y'all, I think they sent that to me from the Czech Republic. And y'all, it says they were in Praha. Praha. And y'all, I don't remember exactly where they went, but y'all, they were in the Czech Republic, and y'all, it does appear to be a picture of people podcasting with their pants off. Big fatty, it's as vulgar as you sit there right now with your pants off. So there you have it. But y'all, speaking, and then on Sunday, what did I do? What have I done on Sunday, y'all? I've been a sloth. I've emptied out the TiVo machine, y'all. Absolutely nothing on the TiVo machine. I've finally caught up with all the little shows that I watch, y'all, and it's very important to do that as the new season begins. And plus, y'all, I'm gonna be gone for a week, so I'll be missing all kinds of shit. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, I'll be missing all kinds of Big Freddy. But anyway, I may call Larry Klein and see if he wants to go out and have a little supper later on Sunday night. But anyway, there you have it. Yes, we got it, Big Freddy. Now move forward, y'all. Now, I will tell you that I have been in contact with Miss Bacon. Because, y'all, as you know, there's been a $100 contest going on. And, y'all, I believe it's going to be paid in loose silver, y'all. Loose silver will be the prize. And $100 in loose silver will be going to the winner of the $100 contest that has been, you know, it's incorporated a lot of things. It incorporated posting pictures over there at Spotting Big Fatty. And, y'all, there were all kinds of mini contests in there. Like, you had to put a bunny up there and Big Fatty's likes and dislikes and just all kinds of stuff. And, y'all, then there was some kind of something where you had to say rabbit or something, and then call in and do an impression. Y'all, there were so many things, I don't even remember them all. But anyway, I have been told on good authority that Miss Bacon's assistant, y'all, speaking of the assistant, Big Fatty's assistant has not gotten in touch with me to give me the list of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this is like the third week in a row I've not heard a word from the assistant. So I hope Miss Bacon's assistant is better than Big Fatty's assistant. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Well, y'all, I hope Miss Bacon, Big Fatty. But y'all, I have it on good authority that on the 14th during Big Fatty's show at the Pride 48, y'all will be announcing the winner of the $100 in loose silver contest. You know, and y'all, this entire, from what I understand, the entire $100 has been collected between the seat cushions of Miss Bacon's sofa. And so, y'all, oh dear gussy. So y'all, that'll be exciting. So you'll all want to be listening in, and y'all, you know, who knows, you know, I'm sure something batshit crazy will happen between now and then. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Don't forget the State of the Station tonight. It's very important, and there'll be good information for everybody, y'all. And y'all, just cross your fingers. That old Vonzi yo will be able to remember how to do a little show, and she'll put it out there. Vonzi, could you give us a preview of what to expect?
I think there comes a time when you should just stop.
Oh, thank hydrogen. Prayers are answered.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.